This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello and welcome to Apartment 4D, the podcast all about New Girl. I'm your host, Jill, here with Heather.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe.
Hello.
And we're here to discuss New Girl Season 2, Episode 15, Cooler, an episode I'm super excited about because it's my favorite episode ever. And I know a lot of our fans
in the series or in the season?
Ever of the whole show.
Your favorite?
Correct.
Whoa.
And I know a lot of our fans on Instagram feel the same, so they're excited. Normally, we open the show passing around the feeling stick and sharing something new that's happened or a new show we've seen the cast in, but we're going to forgo the feeling stick today in an effort to make sure we have enough time to dissect this episode. But before we do, we want to remind everyone to follow us on Instagram at apartment_4D so you can discuss with us after the show. You guys ready to get into it?
I was born ready.
The Netflix description of season 2, episode 15, Cooler is, during a guy's night out, Nick and Schmidt are attracted to the same woman. Meanwhile, Winston falls for a girl who doesn't return his affections.
She
inaccurate.
Must be crazy.
I think this is one of the worst descriptions ever, but it's not like they can tell us what really happened.
Wouldn't return Winston's affection?
Exactly. And she does, though.
Yes, she does.
The description makes no sense. Guest stars for this episode include Brenda Song as Daisy, who I think is probably most known for being in Sweet Life of Zack and Cody and like 1,000 other Disney movies and TV shows. Mm. She's also in The Social Network and a movie called Secret Obsession. Are you guys familiar with Brenda Song before this?
Is that the
Daisy.
Winston's girl?
Yeah, Winston's girl.
Yeah.
I think she was a lawyer in Social Network, yeah.
Yeah, I know you'd seen Social
she's
Network.
One of the lawyers, yeah.
Well, I don't watch Disney and I don't watch Social Network, so sorry guys.
It's a movie, but
oh, I thought it was a show. No. Oh, okay.
I feel like I was so excited when I saw Brenda Song the first time in this because Joe would be like at work, but Cassidy, her daughter, watched every episode of The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Is that the one where they're on the boat?
Eventually they're on a boat. Yeah, first they're at a hotel. So we also have Brooklyn Decker as Holly, who doesn't really need an introduction, a pretty famous model and actress. But I always see her, hear her, and automatically think of Just Go With It because it's such a funny movie. Have you seen that movie, Joe? I don't think you have, Heather.
Just Go With It?
With Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston, your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, he's a doctor and yeah.
Oh, I'm a Sandler
fan. Wait, she's in that?
Yeah, she's the girl that he's trying to hook up with, Brooklyn Decker is. When they go to Hawaii.
Brooklyn Decker is not in this episode.
Yes, she is. She's Holly.
She's the one who likes messed up people.
But she has brown hair.
She looks way different.
Oh, I've never seen that movie.
Well, because she has a business suit on.
I think it's just the hair, too. Her hair is brown.
Yeah.
We also have, and I'm sure I'm going to say this wrong, Satye Baba? As Chevrong or Chevrang, depending on how you're saying it. And he's been in Sense8 and Young and Hungry. All right, so let's get into the episode. It opens with Nick in a women's trench coat with pockets that don't quit. And we find out it was delivered to the wrong address, but he's hot to trot in it, and he just refuses to take it off. And I hope you guys have never stolen someone else's mail. That's pretty shady.
No, I've had mine stolen, but
me too. Yeah.
Well, those types of jackets you buy in the store because you got to try them on. A trench coat is huge.
Yeah, did she order it from a catalog?
She must have.
Well, online
and then
probably.
It came to his house.
Well, we
get into that at the end of the episode, but yeah, she's one of his neighbors.
Mistakenly,
well, she recognizes it so quickly.
Because she ordered it and it never showed up.
Oh,
so
okay.
I would recognize it, too.
Well, Nick said the coat has clean lines and just said, oh, there's room for your hips.
Yeah. They're trying to tell him it's a women's coat, but he's not having it. So while that's happening, Schmidt comes out and has a monologue I'm not going to really get into.
Please don't.
But he's decided that it's time for him to start having sex again, even though he can't be with Cece and he's going out tonight. So then the guys are with him. They're all going to go out. They're in the bathroom getting ready. And we see that Winston's having a lot of trouble with the ladies and has a flashback of having trouble talking to girls, getting really tongue-tied because he wants it too bad.
And then, you know, every episode now, Winston, just when you think Winston can't become more endearing, He does.
Mm-hmm. By having trouble talking to girls.
Yeah, it's so cute.
And Heather, I know this will mean a big deal to you because we had London Fog jackets back in the day.
So Nick, did I.
You did?
Yeah.
Nick gets called London Fog, I think, by Schmidt.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even hear
he does.
He's making fun of him.
Oh, that's...
And I was like, I didn't know people knew about London Fog that weren't me.
London Fog was all the rage. So, wasn't it, Joe?
It was, yeah, they were really comfortable jackets.
So in their excitement to go out, they start referring to themselves as a band of brothers. And Jess comes in with great news. Sam's busy. Cece's busy. So she can come with them. And oh, it hurts my feelings so bad for her. When Nick tells her he can't come because she's his cooler. And we have a flashback to her just totally ruining things for Nick with girls. And Jess feels bad. And she walks away really sad. And a funny thing that I picked up in life is when, like, Caden, our son, doesn't want to, like, hang out with me or do something with me, I walk real slow away and I look back and
on
walk
purpose?
Away. Yeah, and I thought I made it up. And then I was watching the episode and I was like, oh my God. Are none of my, like, schticks my own?
I guess not.
So disappointed. Did you guys feel bad for Jess then? Because I really did. That was harsh.
Yes, because I have friends who I don't want to hang out with and I make up good, elaborate lies.
Well, it's hard when you live with someone.
It is hard when you live with someone, but you can still work on an elaborate
lie. Well, so, as a man, what were your thoughts?
Yeah.
Was that okay?
Jess said she has, oh, that's okay, I got things to do.
Yes.
Like, I have an ice cream maker to try out.
Yeah. Those are fun.
Yeah, so she tried to play it off like, oh, that's okay, but...
You don't want to sound desperate.
She would have been a fourth wheel.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she would have liked that night.
And she had a true history of messing things up for him.
Well,
she
would have had fun, but they wouldn't have.
Right.
So we think the guys are headed to a club, but we see they're just at Nick's bar because they got kicked out of the club because Nick wouldn't take off his woman's coats.
That was hilarious.
So funny. So that's when Holly, played by Brooklyn Decker, walks in and the guys are all over it because she's so beautiful. They run over. Winston basically can't talk to her and walks away, ends up sitting next to who we find out later is Daisy. And as he's talking to Daisy... He can't, and she says, don't worry, I'm engaged, relax, and that calms him down. Meanwhile, Schmidt and Nick are trying to hit on Holly, and it is so uncomfortable because Nick goes, what a 10. What a beautiful woman. Who would ever say that?
Oh, I think in nervousness, people on set. Combine nerves and alcohol.
And a jacket.
And a trench coat.
Yeah. Then the guys get into a slap fight. And that ends that part that we see in the bar, because now we're back with Jess at the loft, and we see that she's made a fake Nick out of a melon.
Now, that's just disturbing.
It's like that movie. What was that movie? Castaway.
Oh, the basketball.
Yeah.
Or the volleyball.
And she puts him in a full outfit, which is super weird. I mean, we see later, obviously, what's going to happen, because her boyfriend, Sam... So if she was going to make a fake person to hang out with...
Well, Nick dissed her, not Sam, so...
It's true, but if I was her boyfriend, I'd have a problem with her making a fake Nick to hang out
and
with.
And he really doesn't. He just doesn't want it watching him.
Exactly. So then we see she's doing all sorts of weird laundry, changing clothes, impersonating races, activities to try and keep herself busy when she hears a strange scratching at the door, but no one is there.
I'm just going to back up that of all her antics, the marathon run.
Yes.
That was hysterical.
And the outfit.
She ran for Kenya.
I know. So ridiculous.
And came in second to Zimbabwe.
Yeah. Yes. She's so disappointed. It's like she's doing the rules.
Very, very good
imagination. Also, she's the one who went through the ribbon, so you think she would have been first. But anyway.
Yeah, because the ribbon wouldn't still be there if Zimbabwe.
It was imaginary people.
Yeah.
So now we're back at the bar, and Schmidt and Nick are sitting with Holly. It's so hard for me because Holly and Daisy are a little close in name, so I'm trying hard not to mix them up. So they're sitting at the bar, and Schmidt tries to make fun of the jacket, and... Nick's talking about how, like, leave me alone, like, the jacket's cool. And Schmidt's like, oh, Nick got dumped and talks bad about him. But it backfires because it turns out Holly loves sad guys.
Oh, she does.
So Nick's the guy for her. And he just answers questions honestly.
And it would have been better if he hated himself, but he explained that he doesn't like himself, which is on the road.
I like how he, like, shrugged too. Like, I don't really like myself.
Like, yeah, like I'll be honest. Yeah.
Oh, so funny. So Winston's continuing to not be able to talk to women and discussing that with Daisy. And she says she likes challenge, introduces herself. We'll get more on them later. Meanwhile, we're back in the loft and Jess has made herself a fort, I guess, for protection. She calls Sam's and leaves a message. She might be fine or she might be dead.
Yes.
She calls Cece and leaves a voicemail and is just freaked out by every noise and everything. I've had that happen. Even as an adult, I've been home alone and been scared.
Well, and also, if you have blue curtains, you're going to be afraid. The Crips are after you.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Joe, have you ever been scared home alone? Or are you okay because you're very manly?
Yeah, I'm not scared.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get scared after I watch my shows.
Like scary shows.
Well,
like
Dateline.
True crime. Yeah. Yeah. So we're back at the bar, and things are still going well for Nick when Jess calls, already being a cooler, even though she's not there, says you need to come home. He's like, no, not doing it. That's when she says, Heather, that she thinks the scratching's gang-related. I think it's my blue curtain. Crips. How does she even know the colors of gangs?
I know.
And Nick's not having any of it until she says, Nick, I need you.
And he rushes to her side. You know what?
That's, with the whole crew.
That's what I like to call foreshadowing.
Yeah. So they come home with everyone, including Holly and Daisy. And, of course, even though she scares everybody with a bat, she still hugs everyone and says, Welcome to our home!
Which I wrote that. It shows her manners, even in crisis.
Of all the episodes of New Girl, this is the one I feel like the most, it just feels kind of like accurate, like how a night out goes with your friends.
I feel
it has some sort of vibe of like going different places and bringing new people.
I think it's like the most New Girl episode of New Girl thus far in the series.
I would agree with that. Joe, do you have any thoughts on that before I move on?
Well, that scratching on the door, she called the Calabasas scratcher.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. We're almost there. And that's when Cece gets
Calabasas.
Her phone call. Well, no, but he can travel.
Oh, like the Night Stalker.
Yeah.
That's true. Serial killers will get on the move.
So when everyone's there, Jess and Nick are walking through the apartment, and he's telling her that they have old pipes, and she never listens during pipe talk, and she says it's because it's boring. And she sees how, in this instance, she may have cooled things off for him.
Yeah.
With Holly, but she's going to make it up to him, so they start playing True American Clinton Rules.
I think that was the best True American game I've
seen. Everyone pick an intern.
Yes. Like, there's so many choices.
So it's basically True American, but, like, strip True American.
And if you notice, again,
yep.
Joe Biden is mentioned, mm-hmm. and again, it's by Nick.
Yes, there, and, you know, it comes up, the meme when Joe Biden was running for president was... The most common New Girl meme I saw about him was the one, way fast forward, they're at a wedding, and they say, oh, you just have to Joe Biden him. You have to Biden him. Like, just be there. Just wherever he goes, you need to be there.
That's funny.
I don't know what their obsession with Joe Biden is.
I don't know either, but it was foreshadowing of who became president.
Well, True American is all a government game. Because yes. Everything they said was related to government.
Yeah,
FDR,
and history.
To Panama Canal, mm-hmm. to... Everything that went on.
For a drinking game, it's a very intelligent game.
Yeah. So Holly ends up losing her jacket because she does something wrong in the first second. And she says, can I get a printout of the rules?
Oh, that was
That's my
so
favorite part.
Funny.
Every time they bring someone new in, they just have to jump in and start playing.
Just jump in and start drinking and you'll be okay.
So now we're at the movies and we see...
Just really quick, though, it needs to be mentioned that Jess's outfit is hysterical.
Well, yeah, she's still in her running outfit.
Oh!
Yeah.
She hasn't changed?
No, she's still in her, like, her weird just dealing without them outfit. It
oh,
is hysterical.
Her skirt.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So I love how she doesn't change when all those strangers walk in.
Yeah.
So now we're at the movies with Cece. The movie just ended. Shireen's crying, saying it reminds him how much she wants kids, which would be a weird, alarming thing, except for, you know, she wants kids too. Mm-hmm. And she pulls out her phone and says, my best friend's texted me like 12 times. And
he's which
like,
is the classic diss.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah. He says, if you're trying to get out of a date with me, like, just say it. And she says, no, she thinks it's the Calabasas scratcher. And then finally she goes, just come with me. You could see how she is.
And
like, even Cece knows she's not in danger.
I just want to say that I love the way Cece wore her hair in that scene. With the tendrils.
Very cute.
Real pretty.
I like how she says, is the Calabasas scratcher a real thing? I don't keep up with local news.
The whole news.
Exactly. So we're back at the loft, and Nick and Schmidt are fighting over Holly. And Schmidt finds way to have to take his shirt off, but then tells her how he used to be fat. So now he's in the running. Before it was just Nick, but now it looks like it's a little dangerous. Meanwhile, Winston and Daisy are under a table drinking, and she says, just pretend to be at the bar. Pretend I'm a girl and talk to me. And Winston says things like, hey, girl, what your name is? What that thing do? What is wrong with him?
He's just socially... But see, that makes no sense because he used to be a player. So...
Yeah.
Before Shelby.
I think it's the heartbreak of Shelby and then the length of time that's making him doubt himself. But you think after he'd been drinking and hanging out with people, he'd loosen up.
No, because I've seen people, like, they do a thing of that on Big Bang where the one guy drinks and then he gets worse.
I thought it was when he drank that was the only way he could talk to girls.
No.
Oh, it makes it even worse.
Raj on Big Bang.
So there's a disagreement, and Jess decides there's only one way to solve it with some sort of numbers game, and the two people have to go behind the iron curtain that's by Jess's room and kiss. And as per the Nick game, everything's so confusing and no one understands the rules. Nick and Jess end up with the same number, and the look on Schmidt's face.
Oh,
satisfaction. Right? It's not Holly cracking up because they have to kiss.
It's just glee is what it is.
And then Jess says, I can see how in the second instance I could be considered a cooler. So now we're in Jess's room and she says,
behind the iron curtain is where we are.
Correct.
Right.
In Jess's room.
They call that door the iron curtain.
I love that door. I don't understand what its purpose is, but it's so cool the way it's blue. So she says, okay, we kiss, and send them a ridiculous photo of them not kissing, and that's what Nick's then referred to as Inspector Gadget. Schmidt starts to tell his story about Cece to Holly, and you could hear Nick fall apart because he knows that's going to be the saddest story ever.
Yeah, Nick's so upset.
And there's all this awkwardness between Jess and Nick, and they're trying to kiss, but they can't do it, and Nick's being weird and like trying to smile and not smile. And that's when Schmidt is talking about Cece. He wraps up the story, and Holly says, that's more depressing than sad.
I know, she qualifies it.
Yeah. And then he switches up the story. Well, she's still in love with me. She can't move on. Can you help me move on? And who walks in?
Cece. But he also lost his future biracial child.
Yes. He did. Who could have gotten into any college?
And Cece walking in, that it always warms my heart on the rare occasion we see Cece being an awesome friend. So that was a good scene for me.
Yes, very good. So Holly is like, what, Cece's here? And girl, you need to move on. And Cece's like, what are you talking about? And Shavrang's really confused. Holly gets mad because she thinks that Schmidt is lying, because he is. Mm-hmm. And Schmidt goes to just Cece so only she could see his face. Says, please tell me how much you love me. It's my final request so we can move on. And then she says, you know, I really love you, whatever. Really, you can't tell if she's telling the truth or not.
I always have and I always will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, if we talk about too long, I'm going to start crying.
Okay, so we'll move on to Shavrang saying, this is the most elaborate way anyone's ever gotten out of a date with me. So in the next scene, they're still, Jess and Nick are still behind the iron curtain. Winston and Daisy are on the other side, and we find out that Daisy actually isn't engaged. She doesn't have a fiance. She just wears the ring so guys will leave her alone. And they kiss. And I love Brenda Song, but I am not crazy about Daisy.
Okay.
So this isn't an exciting moment for
me. Back in Cece's scene, I mean, there's two hilarious lines in there when Schmidt goes, you love that small, shiny man?
Yes. And, nice and Schmidt goes, small?
And then he talks in an English accent.
Yeah.
And he goes, what is that?
What language is he
that
speaking?
That was English. I speak English. That wasn't English.
I speak English. That was a good one. Nice
Leave it to
girl.
Schmidt to be trying to hook up with this girl, but still find ways to knock Cece's
date.
And
the talking was fast in the whole episode, so nice catches there.
They fit a lot in.
Closed captioning, I bet.
So behind the iron curtain, Jess says, you have to admit, Nick, you are your own cooler 70% of the time, but with some basic grooming, you'd be smoking hot.
What a diss that is.
Or a compliment a little bit. So then he looks at her and he has his hand on her leg and there's like totally a moment. And as someone who, when you saw the, if I remember correctly, because I watched this show on Real TV, you didn't know this was going to happen. There was nothing about them finally getting together. So you're thinking, oh my gosh, this is finally going to happen. They're going to kiss. And then Sam gets there. Ugh.
Now, am I confused?
Ruin everything.
Or wasn't Sam encouraging them to kiss?
Yep.
Yes, so then Sam starts.
Drunk?
Part of the game.
That's part of the game. He's played True American
before. Yeah, part of the game.
Yeah. And it was just all in good fun. He didn't know they were secretly in love.
Okay, okay.
So then Sam's chanting. Jess is over it, so she's just like, okay, that's it. Just kiss me. Let's just get this over with and kiss. And Nick says, no, not like this.
So he specifies.
Oh, it just breaks my heart. It broke my heart the first time. I got so excited. Romantic. She says, what does that mean? And rather than answer, he climbs out her window.
Oh.
Onto the ledge.
Nerve-wracking.
But I'd like to point out, they do have a balcony. So he could have just easily kept walking, jumped on the balcony.
Yeah, that was stressful. Don't do that at home, please.
So he walks into, like, the living room window area, and I don't know, maybe one of the best parts of anything that's ever happened on New Girl, the reaction on everyone's faces. Sam is laughing, Cece's screaming, and Schmidt passes out.
Oh, I love, and the way he does
a dramatic faint.
Yeah. It was dramatic yet real.
Oh, well, we know how much he loves Nick.
And he just collapsed.
Yes.
I love you, Schmidt.
Which is funny because back at the bar when they were running towards Holly, he says, your friendship to me means nothing.
Yeah. But we all know that it's one of the most important things
exactly.
in life.
It might be the real romance of the show.
Yeah. Bromance.
So in the next scene, Nick is back in the kitchen. He's not on the ledge anymore. The guys are very disappointed in him and going to have a talk with him tomorrow.
He needs it.
We see that Schmidt ends up with Holly and Winston ends up with Daisy. Sam and Jess come in and Sam says that was hilarious. Can you believe he jumped out the window instead of kissing you? He's missing out. And the look on Nick's face,
because
he knows he's missing out because he wants to be with Jess.
Yes.
Oh, it's emotional.
You know, we all know how Jake Johnson's facial expressions are.
He's such a good actor.
Yeah.
Well, I like when Schmidt said to Holly, he's like, he's trying to get the upper hand in the argument with Nick. And he's like, oh, I have a 401k and a six pack.
Yeah. That was good. I didn't even think to write that down. That was really good.
So everyone's asleep and Jess hears scratching. And instead of just waking up the man who's sleeping next to her, she goes across the hall to wake up Nick. He's sleeping in the coat. So weird.
Like Schmidt with dress pants.
Opens the door. We see it as a giant dog that has no business living in an apartment, by the way.
That's one of my discussion questions.
Then the neighbor runs after the dog and says, is that my coat? I thought it might have got delivered here. So much weird crap happens in this apartment.
And that's true.
Did you sleep in that coat?
Yeah. And Jess is like, yes, he did. Oh, then in the best New Girl scene ever in the history of the show, in my opinion, they're in the hall. They say goodnight to each other. You can already feel this intense chemistry.
Okay.
And when Jess goes to walk away, Nick grabs her arm and spins her around in the most romantic kiss ever and then says, I meant something like that.
Oh, I'm emotionally drained.
Powerful. Then Sam comes out to say that he needs to get rid of fake Nick because it's freaking him out.
Now, why didn't real Nick get disturbed by that? Before he went on the ledge.
Well, he mentioned it. He said, did you make a fake me?
He goes, is that me?
Yeah.
See, so much goes on.
It was a big episode. I wanted to watch it twice.
I'm like...
So before we get into like our normal questions that we discuss, I thought we'd just talk about how we feel about the kiss.
Excited and intrigued.
Right? I felt the first time I watched it, I was in this house... My son was asleep, and I wanted to, like, scream, but I had to hold it all in because I didn't want to wake him up. Because I was like, what just happened? You didn't see it coming. Then the episode starts, and you totally see it coming.
Yeah.
Then they take it away from you
and
act like it's not going to happen. And then it happens in the last second. You have to wait. I don't know. Maybe it was just a week.
7 days.
I remember feeling like it was a really long time that I had to wait. I don't know if they went on a break or just felt like a long time.
Probably just felt like it.
But I just felt everything about that episode was such like a real feeling you get on a really fun night hanging out with your friends.
That's and some it made me so happy. Writing.
And the way Nick walked away, like he so gently put her hands down and the way he walked away. And what were your thoughts, Joe?
Well, we'll find out next episode.
No, what were your thoughts about seeing the kiss the first time or this time?
It was too surprising. There was no build-up to it.
What? Oh, it was too surprising for Joe.
So there was build-up, but it wasn't close enough for you.
It was the middle of the night, so they're both in bed. And then she turned around to go back in the room, so I thought, oh, that's not happening this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he grabbed her quick, so there was no...
gotcha.
Build up.
Right. Like there was in the closet.
It would have been a better build up if when he had her hand on her knee, he had his hand
That's
on
when
her
they
knee.
Were going to kiss.
Exactly.
That would Sam ruined it. That would have been a better build up.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's New Girl. So
it is New Girl.
Everything romantically turns out awkward and hilarious with Jess. You know, where she's like, close your eyes. Right. He's like, why are you looking? I'm not a counter.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, don't smile. Don't do that with your face.
Yeah. You can't kiss me like a Joker.
Yeah, the Joker one was great.
Heather, how did you feel?
I was just like, I mean, I kind of thought they would kiss in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, what I thought was interesting is to show the gravity of the moment. They didn't do funny clips.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh. And you could just see.
Nothing funny about that.
In Jess's face. Like, you can relate that there's 400 thoughts and emotions going through her head. Like, what? We're roommates. Sam's in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. It's great acting, but it's also, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention some phenomenal writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, it's a little shady of Nick, especially since her boyfriend's in the next room. But you could tell he just, like, had it. He was just so spent after that experience.
Well, I mean, the guy's been on a ledge. We can't exactly say he's rational.
A literal
night.
Ledge. Yeah. I think it's one of the best kisses in the history of television.
Whoa. That's a bold statement. Do you feel comfortable making it?
I did. That's why I said it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's true.
I'll say it's in the top five for sure. I mean, there's a really good one in Gilmore Girls. But just to me, there's just something so like realistic about a crazy night with your friends and that happening that I appreciated. Yes. Okay. So we'll move on to our favorite Jess look. She wears some interesting outfits in this episode. Joe, did you have a favorite Jess look?
The one with the bra and whatever she was wearing on the bottom.
Yeah, that was good.
Well, it's like a petticoat. Is that what they're called?
A red petticoat under a dress. And then purple tights, which match her purple bra.
Yes.
Which, you know, who does that when the Calabasas scratcher is at their door?
I guess she was trying to put on layers to protect herself.
Yeah. I thought she took that off during All-American.
She took her shirt
blouse off.
But the bottom half of her was still dressed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She was at least, I don't know if she was wearing that when she did her running, but when she was in the tent, she had the petticoat.
Well, a close second was the robot. She took all her clothes off, and she's like, I'm a robot now.
Yeah. So Joe likes all the ones where she's almost naked.
Yeah.
And I knew, you know what?
He did that on another episode.
Where the little girl kept putting bras on.
No, he liked another episode where Jess, like, didn't have a lot of clothes on for some reason. What was your favorite look, Heather?
Well, I mean, I was just cracking up because of how much her bra and her nylons matched. I mean, come on. And I love the skirt. And it kind of was funny because you do get some bizarre things going when you're alone.
Oh, totally. My pajama mismatches can be comical.
And so there's that. But I also wanted to mention that it was also really funny when she's in her bedroom and she has two ponytails.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, she does.
My favorite dress look is her bathrobe that she wears at the end. She's worn it before and she wears it again.
A lot.
Especially because in a couple episodes, Nick says, you can't walk around in that soft pink bathrobe. It's like catnip to me.
Yeah, that's funny.
So it's a flash forward, and it's just a cute bathrobe.
Right.
So best dressed overall for the whole episode, I'm giving to Nick's coat because it has pockets that go on for days.
Yeah, it really does.
That's what you have too, Heather?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously the winner. I already talked about Cece's hair, but I also really liked her purse.
I did like Holly's jacket outfit, too. Joe, what was your favorite or best-dressed character for this episode?
Yeah, the jacket.
Yeah.
The whole storyline was about the jacket.
Exactly.
Except for the last 30 seconds.
I knew as soon as I wrote it down, we're all going to
I just love that he slept in it.
Yeah.
It's just so ridiculous.
I just love how obsessed he was with
and
it.
How they brought it full circle and it was that girl's coat. It's just all so dumb. Okay, so favorite Schmidt moment. Heather, what was your favorite Schmidt moment?
I love every Schmidt moment, but it had to be the collapse, the face.
For sure. That is also my favorite Schmidt moment.
Yeah.
And you know that probably wasn't scripted. They were just like, react.
The way he just went to the crowd.
But he puts his hand up first.
Yeah.
Like he's fainting, like how they fake fainted in the old
days. But I mean, he just barely grasped that Nick was out there.
Exactly. Joe, what was your favorite Schmidt
moment? It was Schmidt passing out with Nick on the balcony.
That is just such a good scene. So we have a 0 on the jar count. And that brings us to favorite funniest moments. I mean, I think an obvious choice for favorite moment would be the kiss in this episode. Second to when they almost kissed before Sam got there, because man, is that some intense chemistry. Joe, what was your favorite or funniest moment in this episode?
Jess at home when she was bored.
Oh, that's a good part. Yeah.
Faking the running and the robot.
Yeah.
Burying herself in the clothes, making a nick with the melon.
See, so that's weird. My honey rose.
He's only going to be gone for like 5 hours.
I know. You'd think she'd welcome some quiet time.
Exactly. Heather, what was your favorite or funniest moment in this episode?
Well, I didn't go with funniest. I went with favorite. Oh, okay. Gotta compose myself. When Cece says to Schmidt, I always have and I always will love you. I can't.
Do you feel like that she was saying the truth? I didn't get that from that scene.
No, she was speaking from the heart.
That's how you felt.
Oh,
I felt her face at the end was more like, let's move this along. But she sacrificed for him. Because she ended up...
Yeah, she had the guy there.
Yeah, not being able to date Chevron. I forget which pronunciation is correct.
I think she thought this is a stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
But I think she spoke from the heart. I mean, I was misty-eyed.
So that brings us to the Honey Roast Award, which we can give to a character, an actor, the writing, an inanimate object, whatever we'd like. I had a lot of trouble with this because I want to give it to Zoe and to Jake. Because of the amazing chemistry that they showed. And I just think from top to bottom, I think it's a perfect episode. If I have someone to watch one episode, I'd say I'd pick that one, but I think they'd be very confused as a true American and the coat. Anyway, so I feel like I want to give it to them, but I also want to give like a second place to just the game True American for existing.
Oh, okay. I can see that. That's, yeah.
Heather?
That works.
Who would you give the Honey Roast Award to?
For me... There was no question in my mind that it had to be Jess because of the chemistry, her reaction when they actually kiss. And then on top of Jess carried the episode because then she does the whole thing in the apartment where she doesn't want to be alone.
Totally.
The Calabasas scratcher.
Yes. It sounds like a real thing.
It does.
Joe, who are you giving, who or what are you giving the Honey Roast Award to for this week?
To Nick for holding off till the timing was right when he loses the coat.
Ah, they're gonna say with a kiss. And I was like, I don't know if it's right.
So Joe really, has strong feelings about the coat.
So when you think about it, was Jess the cooler that night or was the coat the cooler that night? You know what I'm saying? Because as soon as he lost the coat, all of a sudden the courage came up. To kiss Jess.
Oh, you know Joe. What I'm saying? Yeah. Bringing in new concepts.
Yeah, I think Jess is a pretty strong second in the cooler department, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's all in perception, really.
A more interesting question is Jess Nick's cooler subconsciously? Because you don't hear Schmidt complain that she's a cooler or Winston. And there's no evidence to this point of her doing that. But it's like, you're always my cooler. And the guys are in agreement that she is.
Subconsciously, she's cooling.
Yes, because she wants to be with him.
She wants to be with him.
And
she doesn't know it. She doesn't realize she's doing that.
She might now.
Well, now.
I did not catch a bear in this episode because I was very busy waiting for them to kiss. Did anyone else catch a bear?
I actually didn't even bother.
Did you catch a bear in this episode, Joe?
No.
I hope someone knows and they can tell us on Instagram because this episode is so special to everybody, but especially to me. I would love to know where the bear is.
I mean, I'm sure that during True American, they panned to the refrigerator, but...
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's always the background bears. That's true. Okay, so that leads us away from our usual questions and brings us to discussion questions. We had one submitted on Instagram from, I believe the handle is @ReneeBeans, who I'd like to give a shout out to for being like a phenomenal supporter and always so engaging and has great comments. She wanted to know if we've ever kept a delivery that's not ours.
Oh, I could just the same thing.
The same question?
Uh-huh.
Nice, because my story is about you. We get a lot of wrong deliveries in our neighborhood. But one time I got a giant inflatable banana that was like a raft. Right? And so there was nothing on it. It had my address and no name, but I didn't order it. So I knew someone just like had missed. So I opened it up in hopes that there'd be some sort of invoice or contact information where it came from. And there wasn't. And so I just put it in my garage and waited for someone to come pick it up.
Did it have my name on it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Have your name on it?
Because sometimes you get my mail and I got your mail.
email one time.
So I've just had it for like a year, and then Heather was going to a White Elephant party. That's and I was like, right. I've waited for someone to come pick this up. So here you go. You can have it.
That was that Christmas party I went to. That was perfect. Yes.
Another time I got a box of sheep's wool directly shaved off of them.
Oh.
Not in like sweater form or anything. I didn't open it up. But luckily it had the phone number of the place it had been ordered from under the address. Oh. So I called them and I was like, I don't know these people. This is their name. This is what says you need to, you know, I could put it out and to ship it back. Like, no, you just hang on to it. I don't want to hang on to it. Like, did someone wash it first?
They're trying to reward you.
Eventually the neighbors came to my door and she's like, oh, I make sweaters. She's like, or I'd leave you some. I'm like, I don't want some.
No.
Like, I'm good.
That's way too Silence of the Lambs.
Heather, have you kept a delivery that wasn't yours?
No, but I have stolen things from you, like this pen.
Yeah, no, you steal stuff from me all the time.
Yeah.
Like the time I gave you something to take to the consignment store and like you were wearing it.
I showed up at your house in it.
That was cute. Joe, have you ever kept a delivery that wasn't yours?
I don't know. I mean, I do get stuff like, you know, when you move to a new house and you're still getting the old people's stuff accidentally and stuff like that.
Yeah, that happened.
But unless it's something good or food, I usually don't keep it.
Well, that actually, this whole, you saying that and this whole episode reminds me of the episode of Friends where the cheesecakes keep coming to their house that aren't theirs.
Yeah.
And it falls on the ground and Joey walks out with a fork like, what are we eating? Okay, Joe, did you come prepared with a discussion question?
So I think for this episode, the discussion question is, should they have, the writers, that is,
mm-hmm.
not put the kiss at the end of the show,
mm.
but more in the middle of the show. And did you not want to see the comedic timing like that? You know, but then again, I was leaving wanting more, right?
Yeah, yeah. See, everyone,
that's where my head
love
is.
Slash hate a cliffhanger.
Right.
But that had been the end of the season, I probably would have murdered someone.
Oh, God.
To wait all summer
that's
to find out what happened.
Because I thought to myself when I was watching, I'm surprised they didn't save this till the end of the season.
Yeah, and I double checked and it was a January when it, I mean, I knew it wasn't. I was trying to see if there was a big break between episodes.
Maybe writers feared for their lives.
Well, what I found interesting was that they got them together in the second season and pretty early. Well, I guess we're mid-season right now.
Yeah, I thought of that too, but then I thought, you know what? I don't know how this works, but they may have thought, we don't know if we're going to get renewed. So let's do this now. Because obviously anybody who watches the show is going to want Jess and Nick to get together.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when you watch it on Netflix, it's so funny because you saw the kiss and like, if you're doing something or writing something down, the bar goes next episode. And then the next episode just starts.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
And it's hilarious
because
all you do is see you see Nick laying there with his face just
yeah.
like,
yeah,
total horror.
I'm like, wait, I have to save it because I wanted to start watching it.
Because you do. You want to start watching it. So it's almost like that kiss was made for Netflix because
right.
like,
yeah.
instead of having to wait a week,
yeah.
you know,
you
or 2 weeks.
Stop the madness.
Yeah.
You see it right there. So
I just don't like it when Netflix makes fun of me and says, are you still watching?
No, that's because you haven't done anything. You haven't touched anything with your remote.
Oh.
If you haven't touched the remote after, I think, 3 episodes or 4 episodes, they give you that automatic.
It feels like you've fallen asleep.
I thought they were asking to, like, make fun of me.
Judging. No, well, there's a lot of memes about people saying, like, one time, I guess, Netflix called a guy to make sure he was okay. I don't remember what happened, but it was, like, one show, like, from, like, Friday morning till Sunday night, like, never stopped or something really weird. I don't even remember what the circumstances were, but I was like, that's, like, invasive, but also super nice.
No, that's super nice.
But, like, mind your own business, Netflix.
No, that's super nice.
And now they have the rate it feature. So whenever you put your thing on hold, you can say yes or no whether you like it or not.
Right. Yeah. I like that, too.
Because it'll give you more suggestions, you know.
I was always getting offended and going, Netflix, it's a pandemic.
Yeah,
don't make fun
of
me.
Shows.
Yes. Like if you hit yes, it's going to tell you to watch Schitt's Creek and Gilmore
Girls.
Right,
need
whatever
to watch
you,
because it's so
Edgerton or something like
Bridgerton.
That. Bridgerton, yeah.
There's a lot of fainting in that too. Actually, I was going to say that when Schmidt faints or collapses. It reminded me of something in Bridgerton.
I bet they don't do it as well as he does.
Well, they do it very similar. Heather, did you have a discussion question?
Yeah, I just wondered, well, I actually have two. Have you ever realized that a neighbor stole something of yours?
And did you go get it?
And did you go get it?
Well, in her defense, she wasn't really trying to get it, but
well,
in the show,
she maybe was like, where's my trench coat? Maybe she was calling the company every day. We don't know.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. No, I don't think that's happened. Joe?
I don't think so, because first of all, I don't know how to order through Amazon, so
oh my God.
I really don't get anything delivered.
Me either.
So anything that's coming to me, I usually know what it is, and it's nothing of value,
right?
Because I don't own anything of value. So
and you don't order anything of value.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing I've gotten in the last 10 years is probably my stimulus check. You know what I'm saying? So
nice lead in, because I know our stimulus checks were mailed the same day. And I have not gotten mine. So I think one of my neighbors is out spending it.
Oh, so you might have a case right there.
Exactly. Yeah. Right, going on in real time.
Did you have a second question?
I think we covered one of my questions, which is that dog, Remy would not allow that dog in the building unless he wanted to have sex with that girl.
No one should allow that dog in the building. No. That's mean. It's an apartment and the dog's huge.
It's inhumane. So that was disturbing. And then, have you ever stumbled into something by accident? Like, Nick stumbled into the coat, but then you became obsessed with it, and you're like, God, thank God this came into my life.
Ooh, that's an interesting question.
Thank you.
I feel like the answer is yes, but I can't think of an example. Joe, has that happened to you? Like, your blowout shampoo you used at Cassidy's?
Oh, Brazilian.
Is that part of your life now? Brazilian. Your hair looks extra bouncy today.
It does.
It's fluffy.
Because I use it again.
Looks good.
So I'm not sure if there's ever been anything that someone else has ordered that I'm like obsessed with this now. But again, I don't get anything through Amazon or
Well, I have an example we were just talking about the other night with our kids. When we were married, I had Victoria's Secret Love Spell Lotion. And back then, like, all lotion had glitter sparkles in it. Like, it was hard to find some that didn't. And Joe would come out of the bathroom and I'd be like, did I leave my lotion open or did I put too much on? And I would look at his skin and it would be glistening.
Yeah, I remember Joe sparkling.
Remember, you were really into that.
Yeah. Well, I was always the best smelling husband in the room.
Oh my God.
You know,
and the sparkliest, like a vampire.
And it usually was when I ran out of mine. So it's not like I just took it. It's when mine was.
Rewriting history.
You know, because sometimes you don't get to stop at Walgreens and pick up your body wash.
No, sometimes you're too busy or you keep forgetting. And then so it's like a glistening tan.
I love how he said body wash, because for his sake, I hadn't said the part about how he also would use the body wash. Yeah,
did you hear that I said glistening tan with glistening? Sparkles.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun with Joe.
Yeah.
Did you have another discussion? Oh, do you have an answer to your discussion question, Heather?
Oh, yeah. Just that, like, I started stealing your pens, and now I won't write with anything else.
So I'm noticing a theme here of you stealing from me.
Yeah. You got me into leisure slacks when I stole yours.
Okay.
I mean, I just love stealing from you.
Great.
So maybe I'm a kleptomaniac.
Perhaps
you
should start recording at someone else's house. All right, so
my purse.
I would just like to reiterate that I love this episode so much. I think for the most part, and I was wondering if you guys were curious about this. It's like my bonus discussion question. Mm. Or not if you're, I was curious, if you guys felt the same. That everything about the episode like made me feel happy because they kind of ended up together. But because it just reminds me of being young. Like, did you walk away with that? There's just something about it that I feel like I've had a night out with my friends 15 years ago when I watched the show.
I didn't feel that way, but I can now
see it.
I probably would if I were to rewatch it.
Yeah. Joe, what about you? Because those were like some of the chaotic nights when we used to work at the Sixers.
Yeah, but I don't think I ever played True American on my chaotic
night. No. I just mean just the experience of like being at the bar and then they end up at someone's house after. And
have you ever had a
and someone kisses and you can't believe it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
like,
happened.
Maybe
many
like
times.
When you guys got your party limo. It was probably crazy. Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't there. Wasn't invited.
But it's probably happened many times because just crazy things happen like that.
Yeah.
And
close friends, alcohol.
Yeah. It's probably happened too many times to know, you know. Right.
But it didn't remind you of it when you watched.
It didn't make you feel young and like reminded you of a night out with your friends.
That show? No. I'm still trying to figure out True American.
Oh, okay, so you're kind of on that.
So when I see the game, I'm more into like Holly had to take her shirt off because she was in the Amber Waves of Grain.
Right. Well, that was just helping Nick out. Yeah.
Was the floor.
Right.
But I thought the floor was lava. So I'm like, is it lava or is that Amber Waves of Grain?
The floor is lava. That's the only rule I know.
I want to add a caveat before we sign off is that this episode didn't. But many episodes of New Girl have given me that youthful sparkle. So thank you, New Girl.
And to clarify about True American, they very much just said in the script, they play a drinking game.
Right.
It's called True American. And then the cast just made it up. So they've said over and over again, please stop asking us how to play True American. We don't know.
And please don't play True American because they said that in something.
Yeah, but lots of people have made up extensive rules and spreadsheets and diagrams.
Or just be really safe.
Well, no, you can play True American, but I just think it's funny that they're like, here's how you play it, but really there is no way to play it.
Well, I don't want people falling off or anything happening to our listeners.
Okay. So that concludes our discussion. We'll see you next week for another amazing episode as we experience the aftermath of this phenomenal kiss. We hope you guys have a great week. Thanks for listening.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.